From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 25th, 2017. I'm Philip Grand. At the top of the news, Anthony Fiducia is reporting in the Columbia Green Media that the Cairo Police Department has launched an investigation into the slashing of 7 Hometown Hero banners on Main Street. Cairo Police Sergeant Richard Bush said on Monday, July the 24th, and I quote, "We're working on some discoveries that we've made, but nothing that we can share as of right now," end quote. The police were initially notified of the vandalism on July 18th. In all, 7 banners were damaged. The Hometown Heroes program was started in 2013 by the Cairo Historical Society. The banners honor residents of Cairo who have served in the military. Cairo Historical Society President Sylvia Hassenkopf suspects the culprit is young with no real ties to the community. Hassenkopf said, and I quote, "It was probably some sort of prank, but to the families involved and the community at large, it's painful," end quote. Anyone with additional information on the vandalism is asked to contact the Cairo Police Department at 518-622-2324. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of the newest telephone scam targeting older adults. The swindle involves the targeted person receiving a call from someone pretending to be a grandchild, pleading for help, asking that a gift card be sent to help them out of a bad situation. The sheriff warned of the scam in a Facebook post on Friday, July the 21st. Greene County Sheriff's Office Lieutenant Adam Bernard said, and I quote, "This type of scam is something we've been familiar with. I'm sure it would alarm the person who would just do it, hand over the money, rather than look into it," end quote. The perpetrators request gift cards because the cash transfer is immediate and the cards are difficult for police to trace. Anyone receiving such a call is advised to contact the sheriff's office. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley said, "Scams like these are difficult to trace because the vast majority of the calls originate overseas." You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Matthew Hamilton is reporting in the Times Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo signed an executive order on Monday, July the 24th, directing state agencies to make voter registration forms available to the public and to offer assistance in filling them out. The action is an effort to boost participation in elections. Voter turnout in New York generally is near the lowest in the nation. One organization put New York's turnout in the 2016 presidential election at 41st in the country. Cuomo's order requires agencies to mail or provide electronic voter registration forms to anyone whose contact information is on file. Previously, only the State Department of Motor Vehicles and certain social service agencies could do that. Cuomo also ordered SUNY and CUNY to review campus voter registration practices to ensure that steps are being taken to increase voter registration rates among young adults. You can read that full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Brian Frisbee of Coxsackie has been appointed to the board of directors of Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties. The announcement was made on July the 11th. Frisbee will fill a vacant position on the board through December 31st. Born and raised in Coxsackie, Frisbee graduated from Coxsackie Athens High School and Lemoyne College in Syracuse. He holds a bachelor's degree in business administration and marketing. He is an insurance professional and co-owner of the Frisbee Agency in Catskill. The agency specializes in insuring farms and agriculture-related businesses. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Patricia Dorsey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that 2 Dutchess County residents have been named to a new committee that will recommend updates to the county's ethics law and formulate a plan for an independent redistricting process to take place after the 2020 U.S. Census. The 7-member bipartisan committee, jointly established by Legislature Chairman Dale Borchert and County Executive Mark Molinaro, was announced last week. Molinaro said Dutchess County Judge Harold Hayes and Professor Richard Retano have agreed to serve. The 3rd nomination from Molinaro is forthcoming. Borchert will appoint 4 members to the committee. As part of the redistricting review, the committee would also be responsible for recommending any changes to the number of members of the legislature and to legislative salaries. The committee will issue a report, including recommendations on both topics, by July 2018. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the rail bikes expected to start operating on a 6-mile western stretch of the Ulster Rail Trail have been delayed. The rail bike is a pedal-powered vehicle that rides along railroad tracks. The delay was attributed to ongoing track work. County Executive Michael Hines said when the rides do start up, they will add to the developing tourism industry in the county. Revenue from tourism in Ulster County is nearly $550 million per year. The rail bikes are now expected to start operating in the spring of 2018. You can read that full story in MidHudsonNews.com. Finally, the State Department of Environmental Conservation announced on Monday, July the 24th, it is seeking New York residents willing to help count wild turkeys this summer. The DEC has conducted the summer wild turkey sighting survey since 1996 to estimate the number of young wild turkeys born per hen statewide during the past year. The index helps the DEC to gauge reproductive success and predict fall harvest potential. During the month of August, survey participants record the sex and age composition of all flocks wild turkey observed during normal travel. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said in a statement, and I quote, "I encourage everyone to take the time to record their observation of turkeys while exploring the forest and fields in their communities or while driving through our state's beautiful landscapes this summer," end quote. The Summer Wild Turkey Sighting Survey form, along with instructions and the data sheet, can be downloaded directly from the DEC website at dec.ny.gov. Survey cards can also be obtained by contacting the regional DEC office, calling 518-402-8883, or by emailing wildlife@dec.ny.gov. Participants are also able to submit observations online. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers for today, mainly before 3 p.m. There will be patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise cloudy with a high near 65 degrees. For Tuesday night, patchy fog after 11 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 55. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. And on Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. Thursday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise today was at 5:40 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:22 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 42 minutes of daylight. About 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 25th day of July, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.